ايوه مولانا،
كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله. هو سلم تسليما كثيرا. Today inshallah ta'ala we're going to resume our weekly du'as. Today very special du'a, very powerful du'a that the people of Prophet Musa alayhi salam made in a very crucial time. So we'll learn more about this du'a. As you see in the screen, Rabbana taqabbal minna. No, this is actually the du'a of last time. The du'a of this time, Rabbana afrigh alayna sabra وتوفنا مسلمين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين. Today I have a very special guest, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Sheikh Omar Hajjaj, visiting us from England. And we're very excited to hear from him, inshallah ta'ala. So jazakallah khair for coming. And it's really our honor to have you, Sheikh. Today's dua, Sheikh, ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا. This idea of sabr. We need to hear from you, inshallah ta'ala, some insights about this dua.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولا أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. To my beloved brothers and my respected sisters here in Valley Ranch Islamic Center, it's a big blessing, honor and a pleasure to be here with this beautiful community that we've heard so much good things about. It's actually funny that this is the ayah that we will be speaking about, and this is the dua that we will be speaking about. Because subhanAllah, this is one of my favorite dua and one of my favorite ayah. Because it's speaking about the people of Musa alayhi salam who were very oppressed by Fir'aun. And the reason why it begins by saying قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, because they decided to believe in the Lord of the universe, رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ, the Lord of Musa and Harun. So the response was severe. So Fir'aun said, you believe in the Lord, this Lord, before I gave permission to you, and that this is a plot and a plan from Musa alayhi salam and his brother, so that you can be exiled from your town, and so that they can create mischief and corruption. So then he became severe. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ, he threatened them, immediately threatened them. لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ ثُمَّ لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. His threat became severe, that I will cut your hands and your feet and I will crucify you. You will be hanged, crucified and punished. Ajma'een, every single one of you. So subhanAllah, the response of the believers was even stronger in terms of their iman. قَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ. قَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ. They return back to Allah. They seek the help and the assistance of Allah. Their iman increased. They didn't give up. وَمَا تَنْقِمُ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا لَمَّا جَاءَتْنَا. You do not have hate for us or want to torture us and punish us except that we decided to believe in our Lord when the signs and the guidance came to us. And here, this is the ayah that we will speak about, where they said, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ.
Sheikh Omar, no. I have a question.
Sure.
So, at first, they said, آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. No. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, in this dua, they still mention the idea of faith that's so precious, so they want to die with this faith. No. Where is the connection here?
No. So they are being attacked because of their iman, yes, and their faith. And this only increased them in faith and iman, and only increased them in the value of iman. Imam Umar Suleiman yesterday in his khutbah mentioned that if we were to compromise anything in our life, compromise everything except your deen, except your iman. So here the believers, they held into their iman and their faith more severely, more strong, and they took it as something of value and something that is precious to them.
I have another question for you. So here, they're mentioning one thing that can help them through this journey. Mm-hmm. They chose only one. MashaAllah, she's excited. Say Allah. Okay, MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her and bless her family. Say Ameen.
Ameen.
So here, they mentioned one thing that they can help them going through the journey. Mm-hmm. Out of everything, they chose patience. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabr. Give us sabr so we can go through this. Why they chose this virtue of the sabr to be their backbone through this journey?
No.
Why do you think this is a big deal, having sabr through the journey?
No. So Fir'aun is threatening them for sawfa ta'lamun, and he will attack them and crucify them. Yet they were prepared to not give up. But in order for us to continue on this path, we need something to protect us, to help us during this trial. And the only thing that can help us is sabr. Sabr, patience, when there is bala, shadid. And all of us get tested with hardship. And this is why these ayat and these stories are here for us to reflect and to remember that whenever we go through our own trials and hardships and problems, that we ask Allah to give us sabr, patience, because sooner or later this trial will be lifted, this hardship will be lifted, and we remember the companions and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sacrifices, the trials and tribulations they went through for their deen. We remember the believers at the time of Musa alayhi salam, the trials they went through for their iman. So likewise, whenever we here in the West, things are becoming difficult because of our iman, people are challenging us, we shouldn't compromise. If it's in university or work or whatever hardship, we still stay firm and hold our iman, which is the most precious thing. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sabr, because this is what will give us support, aid, and strength.
My last question to you, Shaykh, inshallah. What is, since sabr is heavily emphasized in the Quran, even all prophets, subhanAllah, when there is, like you said, a tribulation hits, they always remember the sabr. So in the example of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, when he first heard the news that he had lost his son, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, sabrun jameel. All what I need from Allah is to give me that sabr so I can go through this easily. So since this sabr, this idea of sabr, heavy emphasized in the Quran, what is the virtue of sabr? What's fadl sabr?
No. So from the virtues of sabr is that you will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if something happened to you that you don't like, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that all of the affairs of the believer is good. If something good happens and he shakar, he thanks Allah and he is grateful, he shows gratitude, that this is good for him. Because the one who is grateful, Allah will also reward him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him more. And if something bad happens to him, something that he does not like, beyond his control, and he becomes patient, yasbur, then this is also good for him, because he is rewarded for that sabr. And sabr, my beloved brothers and sisters, is from the best akhlaq. It's from the best akhlaq that a person can have, to have sabr. And from sabr also sometimes is to have another quality called taghaful. Taghaful means sometimes to overlook something. Okay? So things are not going your way, and you are remaining patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or you're deciding to give up something, okay, that you like for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. or you decided to leave a haram for the sake of Allah. For example, a haram job. And whoever leaves something for the sake of Allah, مَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْءٌ لِلَّهِ عَوَّضَهُ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْ Allah will replace it and give something better for him. But that still means you need sabr, patience. It might not happen instantly. Those who leave a haram business, Allah will give him halal tijara. Those who leave a haram relationship, Allah will give him a pious spouse, and so on. But it requires sabr. For those, for example, who want to get married, and they always say, I want to get married, they speak to the imam, help me find a good wife. Did you know that every day you are remaining patient and you're trying your best to stay away from haram and you are worshipping Allah and making dua, you are being rewarded every single day because of the hardship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not overburden a soul more than what he is capable of. So he gives tests according to each person's level. And the sabr that he holds and he shows, he will get rewarded for that. This is amongst the virtues of sabr.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Omar, for this beautiful insight. I just want to emphasize something about the sabr, and we'll end inshallah ta'ala. I believe that sabr is a mindset. It's not only limited to when tribulations hit. It's actually in our daily lives. We really need to educate our youth about this. Being uncomfortable is actually a form of practicing sabr. Sometimes we need to teach our kids that they need to be sometimes uncomfortable. This idea of camp, I love being in camps with the youth. Why? Because we are teaching them to be a little bit uncomfortable. So when they grow up and they get into their careers, they can actually be patient at some point and resist and be resilient. Sometimes you need to be uncomfortable. If you know, the mindset of not escaping from, you know, a problem versus confronting the problem requires a lot of patience and sabr. And even in a family relationships, why there is high rate of divorce? This idea of just being hasty and not being able to be uncomfortable sometimes. So again, being uncomfortable is a form of practicing patience as well. So when we teach our kids, we're not just telling them, you know, be patient, be sabr when a tribulation hits. No, we teach them from a very young age that you need to have this mindset that sometimes things will not go your way and you have to deal with it. And actually being uncomfortable is a form of growth. So if you're always comfortable, you will never grow. So this is exactly the idea that the meaning beyond this, just having patience when you face tribulations. Actually, the word sabr does not mean patience. Sabr means consistent patience. That you're always practicing sabr. You're always practicing patience. So, and this is, again, it's a mindset. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all this idea of sabr. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Now, the question, I didn't forget about you, brothers. The honey is here, inshallah. So the question is, the reward, a black seed honey, Sheikh, I got you. I'll get you one, inshallah, after salah, after the khatir, inshallah. So the question now is, the reward of those who are sabireen, those who are patient in the Quran, what is the reward of those who practice patience? It's very clear in the Quran. Does anybody know here? Yes, brother. Allahu Akbar. Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. That Allah subhanahu, there is no price tag on practicing patience. Allah did not define what exactly the reward of those who are patient, because the reward is very high. He did not want to make it limited. The reward is very high. Jazakallah khair, you get the honey today. Again, final remarks, inshallah, Sheikh Muhammad.
I just wanted to say, share something. In 2013, you might remember that Gaza was attacked. Yeah, and subhanAllah, it was Ramadan, and I remember I was reading the Quran, and then I got to Surah Al-A'raf. And subhanAllah, that week I was really affected by the news and what was happening, and really angry and sad and disappointed that thousands of innocent Palestinians were being killed, and that this is happening for 60 years. So I was asking myself, subhanAllah, you know, when are these people going to be liberated? When are these people going to be victorious? And subhanAllah, I was reading this page, subhanAllah, Surah Al-A'raf, as if it was talking about the Palestinians. And what was ironic is the imam in Gaza was reciting, they were praying tarawih. While they're being attacked, they were doing tarawih. And I'm thinking, subhanAllah, look at the leadership amongst them, that they return to salah and they are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when they read these verses, especially the part where Fir'aun threatened, qala sanuqattilu abna'ahum wa nastahi nisa'ahum wa inna fawqahum qahirun. We will kill their children, we will oppress their women, and we will be on top of them, forcefully oppressing them. And then what did the leader say, Musa alayhi salam? Qala Musa liqawmihi, ista'inu billahi wasbiru. Qala Musa liqawmihi, ista'inu billahi wasbiru, innal arda lillah yurithuha man yasha min ibadihi wal aqibatu lil muttaqin. The imam started crying when he recited these verses. And it's so relevant to today. Musa said to his people, O my people, be patient. And ista'inu billah, seek the help and the assistance. Billah, and be patient. Indeed, the aqibatu, the end, the victory, the last result will be for the muttaqeen, the pious people. And we say the same message, inshallah ta'ala, to the people of Gaza, who are being sabirin for 60 years, attacked, oppressed, but not giving up on their land, not allowing their land to be occupied, defending their land, defending their children, defending the women. We say to them, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The aqibah will be for them, and we say to them and to us, اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا. And that the ard lillah, he gives it and grants it to whoever he wants. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give liberty and freedom to our beloved brothers and sisters in Palestine. Amen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant victory to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Inshallah, we go through the du'as bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Today was the 14th du'a, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So let's say it together, inshallah. Rabbana,
Rabbana,
afriq alayna,
افرغ علينا
صبرا
صبرا
وتوفنا مسلمين
وتوفنا مسلمين
ربنا
ربنا
تقبل منا
تقبل منا
انك
انك
انت
انت
السميع العليم
السميع العليم
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
وذنوني
اذ
ذهب مغاضبا
فظن
ان لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربي إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير ربي اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي وقل ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم ربنا لا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين آمين آمين رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته